This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About 6, maybe 7 years ago, there was a stretch where I was traveling a lot, like a lot. And so my expense reports began to pile up. And after a while, there was a pretty big pile. So big that it was easier to ignore it than it would have been to track down all the receipts and remember what was for what trip and get the whole thing taken care of. Long story short, after some not-so-veiled threats from the finance department, I did them. 7 months' worth of expenses, $8,000-something. Suffice it to say, my boss, she was not pleased. But that's why a column in the Wall Street Journal today caught my eye. "Your expense report is a window into your soul," was the title. Sue Schellenbarger wrote it. Sue, it's good to have you on.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. So if, as the headline of this column says, your expense report is a window into your soul, what does my little foible up there that I said in the introduction, what does that say about my soul?
You're probably a guy who feels time-pressed, doesn't want to do those reports, especially when they spill over into the weekends,
yeah.
Maybe even makes you a little anxious. A lot of us avoid expense reporting.
Because mostly it's just a gigantic pain in the patootie, right?
Well, exactly. Itemizing expenses, listing contacts, all of the details, and you have to go back into your ancient history.
Yeah.
They're really 1 in 5 of them are completed on weekends, which people don't like to do.
Yeah, no, don't do that for a work report. Let me ask you, though, about sort of the subhead of this piece or the through line, which is that it can tell you whether your job is making you happy. It talks also about your sense of ethics and fairness. There's a lot that's wrapped up in how fundamentally you spend the company's money.
Absolutely. And we're doing this all in absolute privacy, right? We fill these things out alone. So we say a lot about our attitude toward our employer.
Well, so give me a couple here. One of my favorite lines from this piece was one piece of advice that people are frequently given is spend the company's money like it was your own.
It really evokes wildly different responses.
Yeah.
Some people go out and spend on lavish meals and expensive flights. And then when asked about it, they say, "I am spending it like my own."
Right.
You know, other people just think that they should then, book a hostel or only one hotel room for 2 colleagues. I mean, or take the cheapest flight, even if they have a 5-hour layover. So it really evokes wildly divergent reactions.
Well, so that's a really good point, the layover bit in particular, right? Because there are the rules, but then there's also common sense and productivity and all of that that gets rolled into business travel.
This is what the CFOs I spoke to told me. They said, especially younger workers who are growing in number, don't have a sense of the value of time. You know, they think that as long as they're saving the nickel, that's going to be a good thing.
So what are we supposed to do here? First of all, don't do them on weekends, right? And don't buy first-class tickets. But other than that, what do you do?
It's difficult. There are good new apps. I mean, SAP Concur and some of the other big vendors have excellent apps for smaller companies, Lola.com. Try to build it into your routine. Do them more quickly. Scan the receipts right away. Put them into your app. You have to avoid letting them drag on and don't procrastinate.
What do you do? Are you punctual with these things?
I have to tell you that as soon as I filed this story, I immediately filed my expense report. I was only 3 months behind.
Oh, man. That's a lot. Sue Schellenbarger, she writes the Work and Family column at the Wall Street Journal. Sue, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.